This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The city of Battle Creek was in the CBS spotlight last night. The network premiered its new police dramedy from Breaking Bad creator Vince Gilligan. Here's a clip from the first episode of the TV show Battle Creek.
The people in this neighborhood, they've never been fans of the cops. And the fact that they were nice while telling me nothing tells me that it's not about us, it's about the crime. These people, they're scared, yes, but I think they're really relieved that these guys are dead. I think that these guys were cooking meth or PCP.
2CP.
What's 2CP?
It's new. The gas chromatograph connected to this mass spectrometer detected several picograms of phenethylamine. Did you find anything else?
Battle Creek focuses on a pair of very mismatched law enforcement officers, FBI agent Milt Chamberlain, played by Josh Duhamel, and Battle Creek detective Russ Agnew, played by Dean Winters. The show portrays the Battle Creek Police Department as facing struggles, understaffed, equipment that doesn't work, underfunded. There is crime, comedy, action, all set in Battle Creek, although not shot there. Well, we wondered how the new show is being received by the Battle Creek Police Department. Chief Jim Blocker is with us now. Thanks for joining us, Chief.
I'm glad to be here.
What did you think of Battle Creek, first as the police chief, but also as a resident of the city?
Well, you know, I thought there's a lot of artistic license when you've got to put something like this together to a national audience. I appreciate the fact there's a lot of humor, because that is true and real life. But I also appreciate there's a lot of effort and focus on the quality of the work. Not only are they having fun, but they're still solving serious crimes at the same time.
Were there any placemaking touches that the show used last night that you thought were especially authentic?
Well, the scene where they're about to hit the door, the raid team, that I don't know for sure, but I'm pretty sure they took that right out of our storybook, because that did happen, although not to that level of detail. We were about to hit a door, and the person said, "No, please come on in, it's unlocked." We certainly didn't use the RAM.
How would you grade the show in terms of giving viewers a sense of what it is really like to do law enforcement in Battle Creek?
Well, the clip you just ran, Josh's character, this FBI agent coming to town, he's bringing the new modern technological perspective of police work, from not only the high-end mass spectrometer, the forensic science, the lasers, but he also brought shoe booties with him, which is not something that's locally available to many law enforcement agencies. Although our lab is pretty sophisticated today, and yes, we do have a mass spectrometer, I think he's making the point, and the point of the show is that police work has to happen every single day in the communities across America. And no, we don't have all those sexy tools that you're going to see that you see in a show like this, or certainly in bigger shows like CSI and some of the others.
Now, even though, as we were saying, the show is shot in California, but you and your officers did spend some time with some of the cast?
Yes, they did. Josh Duhamel did come in, and he spent about a 24-hour period with some of the undercover officers, got to witness some of the work being done. Cal Penn not only was in town once, he came twice and was in town for several days each time. And he was able to at least, and I appreciate that an artist, like an actor, would come in and really want to see, develop some authenticity to his character. So he came in town. Okay, what is it like to be a cop in Battle Creek and really local town USA, vice some of the larger cities that typically take the headlines when we think about police work?
The whole premise of this show is that the police department is struggling, doesn't have all the, like we talked about, the high-tech equipment that some of the big city departments might have, and the gear didn't work. And I just wondered, how does that scenario fit with the issues and challenges that you and your officers are facing in the real world every single day?
Well, I'm going to take advantage of that messaging thoroughly when I go in front of the city manager and the commission for more money. Why wouldn't I? But I think it is telling the story that our community, like many other local communities, technology is changing, and yet we find we're still using our 1990 playbook. We're trying to catch up. Doesn't mean we're not doing a good job. It doesn't mean we're not being thorough. It just means that there are resources out there that are expensive and sometimes beyond our treasury that the community can afford. Now, in reality, we have a lot of good equipment. Officers have to be trained and certified on it. We reach out to our federal and state counterparts all the time if we're missing something, a capability, if you will, or a resource, or just more people to help with a particular problem.
Chief, I'm wondering, do police procedurals like Battle Creek or, let's say, Detroit 187 when it was on ABC, do you think they help or they hurt those of you who do law enforcement for real?
I think sometimes some of the shows, it's expectation management, if you will, at the local level. People think we can do so much more and do it so much quicker and much faster than we really can. You know, for example, homicides are solved in, what, 46 minutes? and the reality of it is it's going to take 46 weeks, months, sometimes years, before we're going to get down to the truth, a trial, and a conviction.
Yeah, I'm sure the expectations are kind of skewed that way. And then I know with the CSI programs, I think people expect equipment that they use on the show that really doesn't even exist, from my understanding. Some of that stuff is just, well, wouldn't it be cool if we had this? Let's pretend we do.
Right. And so officers find themselves educating the community. No, we can't actually remove fingerprints from that rock. Or, there's just a lot of salesmanship, if you will, from our officers trying to work with people to say, listen, if we could really resolve this quickly, we would. But we simply can't. We still rely on the old gumshoe methods of talking to people, and our reliance on the community is probably now even greater in terms of helping us significantly partnering with us to help keep crime down in our communities, and that's true across the board.
Chief Jim Blocker, Battle Creek Police Department, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having us.